Sir Fletcher, did you receive my microdisc?
Affirmative. I fear for the worst.
Lara, can you confirm the findings?
The findings are correct. Oh! Your worst fears are realized.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
This is a more intimate moment. I'd like to confirm your findings.
We're recording an incredible amount of data.
It will
succeed.
Gentlemen, need I remind you how bad things are above?
Laura, raise the periscopic receiver antenna. Perform a frequency scan.
Warning, the Fletcher receiver is powered by unstable isotopes. Critical cesium exposure countdown initiated. Raising periscopic antenna.
You really are a great painter, and I'm waiting for you to paint me. I want you to paint me.
Yeah, I told you, I was looking in those eyes. Beautiful blue.
They want to take away your hamburgers.
Can I get some water? This is not a stunt.
I drank beer with my friends.
President Obama took a sip of Flint filtered tap water.
I've got your back.
Nobody can touch me.
Pokemon go to the pole.
To this day, nobody can touch me.
It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this jersey.
Good for you.
More monstrous than the Hellblazer's horsepower was the roar from the kaiju below the streets of Detroit.
Look at this jerk.
Watch, nearly half of Greenland's ice sheet began melting this week.
Monster Truck vs. Kaiju this holiday season. Get ready to roar.
In countries with advanced economies, inequality of income and wealth has surged.
Right-wing extremists are one of the biggest and most consistent sources of domestic terrorists in the U.S.
It's the Pied Piper of Mafia.
Nowhere has it surged more than in the U.S., where reliance on free market forces has been strongest.
In the topsy-turvy world of modern-day dating, are dates even real, or are they video games?
New data shows that the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere has reached levels never seen before in human existence.
I took the blue pill.
I took the blue pill, too.
You're a match.
Temperatures were more than 40 degrees above average, leading to an estimated 2 billion tons of ice loss.
Inequality is being exacerbated by climate change.
Love is reality. Take the blue pill this summer.
Wealthy industrialized nations are polluting our air, while the main victims live in the global south.
In late 2018, a sixth migrant child died in the care of the Office of Refugee Resettlement.
How many people will be forced to leave their homes by the mid-century? Not due to conflict and war, but due to climate change.
Unfortunately, moving fuel on the battlefield is dangerous.
Yemen is the worst humanitarian crisis of our time. Tens of thousands of people have died. Millions are starving, and there are no signs of any winners or peace.
Did you know the U.S. military is the largest oil user in the world?
Go to 60.
Today, a foreign power did bomb a school bus full of children, and the Saudi-led coalition that did that bombing is backed by the United States.
They always said a baby couldn't make it in Hollywood.
Munitions experts tell CNN this was a U.S.-made Mark MK-82 bomb.
The only stinker this baby makes is in its pen.
This number here denotes Lockheed Martin, one of the top U.S. defense contractors.
Maryland Lockheed. We buy billions and billions of dollars worth of that beautiful F-35.
This summer, go goo-goo for big budget baby.
Since 1995, Lockheed Martin has been fined over $600 million for misconduct.
We took care of the military like it's never been taken care of before. In fact, General Mattis called me. He goes, wow, I can't believe I got everything we wanted.
Almost a third of the Department of Defense acquisition portfolio, or $448 billion, is attributable to cost overruns.
Go to 80.
The situation has become so absurd that the Pentagon is unable to even account for how it spends its money.
New F-35 fighter jets, F-18s, and all of the things we're doing, including ships and missiles and everything. But General Mattis was so thrilled.
Todd's about to graduate, but not before losing his virginity.
Some of my great generals are in the back. These are tough cookies.
How come everyone's having sex but me?
Great people, these generals.
I've never even fought, bro.
The constitutional responsibility for war rests with the United States Congress, not the president.
President Trump vetoed a bill Tuesday that would have ended U.S. military assistance to the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen.
Bye-bye.
With his best friends and a trip to the Canadian Adirondacks, Todd's about to find himself in a whole world of pussy.
Called the military-industrial complex. They're great people.
It's a lot. Some are wronging me together. We're going to get you laid, Todd. With a little liquid courage and the help of a native totem pole, Todd is on his way.
I'm CNN's Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and here's my situation.
This totem pole's enchanted. It'll get you laid, Todd.
Certainly, if a lot of these defense contractors stop selling warplanes, other sophisticated equipment to Saudi Arabia, there's going to be a significant loss of jobs and revenue here in the United States.
Todd's going to fuck this summer in Todd's Gonna Fuck.
The Pentagon just failed to pass an audit.
Todd, you're going to be up to your ears in pussy.
Let's take a look at
the
hunt.
The audit, which took a year and cost $367 million, was the first one in the entire history of the Pentagon.
We have great generals, a great Central Casting General's
Deputy Director of Defense told reporters that we failed the audit, but we never expected to pass.
Robert E. Lee, a great general, one of the great generals. I've spoken to many generals here. Of the generals, they think that he was maybe their favorite general.
The U.S. Congress has recently passed the Missile Defense Act, which instructs the government to spend billions of dollars on the first stage of a Star Wars defense system.
We embark on a program with measures that are defensive.
The space shuttle offers us an opportunity to step off the nuclear treadmill and out into the new high frontier of space.
But we have the Air Force. Now we're going to have the Space Force, because it's a whole
system that isn't going to work to deal with a threat that basically doesn't exist.
The Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force.
The House is giving President Trump what he wants, a mammoth funding bill.
The Strategic Defense Initiative is now racked by dramatic charges of waste and fraud.
Those generals are going to keep us so safe. If I'm doing a movie, I pick you, General.
He says space weapons that could never work were cynically promoted by contractors and research establishments.
Lots of generals, they were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger.
With the government deep in the red, will the U.S. really spend more billions on building interceptors to guard against a threat that many simply don't believe in?
More generals than I've ever seen, and we were at the bottom of this incredible room. I said, this is the greatest room I've ever seen.
Jacoby's purpose.
Speaking with AIs and androids.
Are you programmed to satisfy?